In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I testify. I am Sister Stephanie Shi from Bayanbaru Church. I am sure that 2020 has been a tough year for all of us. Just in early 2020, trivial matters such as wearing your car keys and driving to church, hanging out with our brothers and sisters, and so on, instantly became so bothersome and risky. Out of the blue, staying at home, working from home, wearing a face mask, or even having worshipping services online became a new norm. As inconvenient as pandemic may be, perhaps it is also a reminding call for us to reflect upon God's blessing. After my degree, I actually had the thought of continuing my postgraduate studies. Most of my lecturers recommended me to go for a full-time research rather than a coursework base, although this may take up a longer time. But unfortunately, things doesn't seem to go according to plan. Albeit many inquiries, I either keep receiving offers I'm not interested in, yet they have scholarships, or I receive offers that I am interested in but without scholarships or funding, or I was actually rejected by the ones with funding, yet am interested in. If you have trod on similar paths before, surely you have understood interest plays a major role in research. Although many people urge me to just accept whatever offer that is coming in my way, yet I know without a specific interest in that specific topic, I won't be able to commit. Although at the end I managed to secure an offer I'm keen to work on, yet things again went haywire and I was forced to put all my plans to an end. I was devastated and I do not know where the problem lies. It's not that I have not sought God's guidance. I have been praying for this matter for so long, yet my prayer seems to be unanswered and nothing seems to be smooth. I questioned, why can't I just obtain something that I'm interested in and at the same time it is having funding? Why were my other coursemates having a smooth journey and not me? At the end, something prompted my mind to look up for a job first and temporarily leave plans for postgraduate studies aside. Without an additional academic qualification, my option mainly remains in diagnostic laboratories. But I don't really like that position because it would be quite challenging to attend Sabbath services, and in addition to that, I don't like working in diagnostic laboratories because it is too rigid and theoretical. But in Malaysia itself, it is quite difficult to work as a scientific researcher when you don't have additional academic qualifications. Eventually, I remember telling the Lord that I will look out for a job, but if it is His will, let it not be in hospitals or diagnostic laboratories so that I can still keep the Sabbath. But regardless of the decision, may I still be dutiful and submit to His will. In the beginning of year 2020, I received a request for a job interview from a scientific company in my hometown. I stumbled across this offer randomly, but I just decided to give it a try, although I know the chances are pretty slim when you don't have a postgraduate degree. But to my surprise, I was called up for an interview. I was supposed to make a presentation in that interview itself, and even though I had made preparations beforehand, but I was still slightly affected in my emotions on that day as it was during the sudden demise of a close relative. The interview was carried out with a few interviewers, with one of them unable to attend. During the interview, an overseas interviewer gave me a question through live conferencing, and I recall I was unable to answer really well. But one of the local interviewers sitting opposite me actually hinted and provided me the answer, and of course the questioner wouldn't have noticed this since he isn't present physically. Later on, I also get to know that the absent interviewer was actually a well-known peremptory lady boss among the company, and many previous interviewees were unable to make it just because of her alone. And being in that state of mind on that day, I believe I too will not survive. Even one of the interviewers actually said, thank God she wasn't present. And just like this, I received the offer. Perhaps people will be perplexed and will blame it on luck, on mere coincidence. But is it really so? I never heard of interviewers providing answers to the interviewees. And how can that particular interviewer be absent in this particular interview? How can I, a mere degree holder, successfully secure a job I adore amidst well-qualified candidates? Moreover, this company is in my hometown, and most importantly, I don't need to work on Saturdays, so keeping the Sabbath isn't a major issue anymore. This must be no other but the working of God. I started my work in early March, and around 2 weeks later, the status of COVID-19 in Malaysia worsens, with the movement control order being enforced. Later on, we know how terrible our economy and the job market have suffered. If I was late by just a step, probably I would have been jobless, or I would need to work on something I loathe due to the lack of options. Even if my plans for postgraduate studies have been spoofed initially, perhaps now I would have been stuck elsewhere, unable to return home. If I have embarked on a postgraduate journey, yet unable to proceed due to the pandemic, you could imagine how much exhaustion it will bring to my personal safety, my parents' finances, and their anxiety. Now when I look back, I realize God meant the best for me. Although it was as if He wasn't present in the first place, but in fact, He is always there. He has foreseen the future, He anticipated this pandemic, and that was also why He intercepted my plans and realigned my directions. In Isaiah chapter 30, verse 20-21, here it says, "And though the Lord give you the bread of adversity and the water of affliction, yet your teacher will not hide himself anymore, but your eyes shall see your teacher, and your ears shall hear a word behind you saying, 'This is the way, walk in it,' when you turn to the right or when you turn to the left." Today, this pandemic might have been causing us so many anxieties. We might be suffering emotionally and financially from it, and only God knows how long this will last. It may seem that as if He is no longer present anymore, as if our prayers for this pandemic to end are in vain. Yet how many insights can we mortals have? Can the plans we devise be better than His? We can only pray that we will submit completely to His arrangements, and only may the Lord have mercy and comfort us in this time of adversity, guiding us onto the correct path. Last but not least, besides thanking God, I would also like to thank the intercessions from our brothers and sisters, and also my family members. May God remember your love.